Two people have been killed and more are missing after a landslide in northern Pakistan. A highway west of Peshawar near the town of Turkum was hit before dawn on Tuesday. Al Jazeera's Kamal Haidar is joining us from Islamabad. What can you tell us about the situation in Peshawar right now, Kamal?
Well, just to give you an idea, the Khyber Pass connects the city of Peshawar to the city of Jalalabad in Afghanistan. This is a narrow pass, and of course, a lot of trucks normally are stranded on those roads because there is work going on at the main border terminal, which of course forces all these trucks to be on the roadside. Now, what happened last night, there was a lightning and thunderstorm which triggered a landslide, and that landslide buried about 20 trucks with containers on their backs. Some of the drivers were preparing to start their fast in the month of Ramadan. They were cooking alongside those trucks, and there was a fire. Now, the rescue efforts are still underway. That arterial link to Afghanistan, which connects to Kabul and onwards, is still blocked. Rescue efforts are still underway. And, of course, ambulances and heavy equipment has been employed in the area. But this shows you the vulnerability of the area. This is an arid zone. It has no tree foliage cover to hold the ground. So an incident such as a lightning storm or a thunderstorm or heavy downpours makes this very vulnerable to landslides. Now, of course, it will be important to see whether there are more bodies found in those trucks which are buried under a huge pile of rubble. This is, of course, rocks and mud that came down,
right,
smashing on the roadsides. And as I mentioned, this is a narrow corridor, and that, of course, makes everybody more vulnerable because they have to park and wait for several hours before they're given a clear to approach the border.
Kamal Haidar, thank you so much for that update from Islamabad.